What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. You guys already know I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Thursday afternoon. Guys, yesterday, I told you guys I'm going to be doing my picks for the NFC divisional round for this week. So, that's what I'm going to be doing today. And guys, later on tonight, I'm going to be on my podcast with my good friend AJ DeFabio. He's a Buffalo Bills fan, and we're just going to be talking about, you know, the off season and, you know, about teams teams that searching for new head coaches, you know. So don't miss that. It's gonna be very fun to have him on the podcast. But anyways, guys, today we're gonna be doing our picks today. We got some matchups, like I said, that no one expected. Like we're gonna be seeing teams going up against the teams that we didn't expect going to the postseason. We're going to be having the Jacksonville Jaguars going on the road and playing the Chiefs. We're going to be having the Giants. They're going to be going on the road and playing the Eagles. I'm pretty sure none of us expected both of those teams to be in a position where they are right now. You know, without further ado, let's get into it. The first matchup we have, we're going to be having the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to be going on the road and playing the Chiefs. This is going to be a very interesting matchup. You know, when I look at both of these teams, both of these teams played each other before. The Chiefs won. The Chiefs beat the Jaguars 27-17. You know, but that was in the past. When I look at this Jaguars team, I think this is a different Jaguars team, being led by a head coach in Doug Peterson, who has done a tremendous job with this team. You know, and most of you guys were questioning me why I was so surprised. Well, because I had no faith in Doug Peterson because of what he's done with the Eagles. You know, I just didn't have faith in him to lead a Jaguars team that has talent, you know. But I don't know. But Doug Peterson proved me wrong. You know, he went into the, look, I didn't think the Jaguars were going to win the AFC South. You know, I thought this was a rebuilding year for the Jaguars. You know, but they won the division, you know. They're going on the road playing Patrick Mahomes, who is, I think we can all agree that Patrick Mahomes is, he's one of the best, you know, young quarterbacks in the playoffs. I mean, this guy, he's won a Super Bowl. He's an MVP. You know, he's a Pro Bowler. You know, I just look at this game. I think it's going to be this is an unfair matchup. You know, just for some of the fact that the Chiefs got so much rest for the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, and I just don't see how the Jaguars are gonna win this game. Especially, it's hard to play in Arrowhead. You know, it gets very loud in Arrowhead when it comes to the playoffs. You know, but I think it'll be competitive. I love Jacksonville's defense. You know, I like Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence is a great quarterback, even though he threw 4 interceptions against in his first ever playoff game. But that's my thing right there. If Trevor Lawrence turns the ball, if he does that again against the Chiefs, the Jaguars are not winning this game. You know? The Chiefs will take over. They will take over this entire game if Trevor Lawrence turns the ball over four times. You know? But I'm going to take the Chiefs. I just think they're the better team. You know, this is a young Jaguars team that will get better. I believe this team will get better. You know, you got a head coach who... Now, you never know. You know, you got a head coach in Doug Peterson who's been in these moments before. You know, he's won a Super Bowl. You know, but it's gonna be very interesting. But I'm gonna take the Chiefs to win this game. But I think it'll be close. But give me the Chiefs to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, guys, let's head to Philadelphia. We got the Eagles. The Eagles are gonna be at home, and they're gonna be playing my New York Giants. This is gonna be a fun game to watch. Just looking at both of these teams, you know, the Eagles, you know, the Eagles are gonna be playing the Giants. You know, and obviously you guys heard me talk about this game for weeks. You know, this is a very historical matchup. You know, when I look at this game. Look, if you're gonna ask me, am I nervous? Hell yeah. But am I confident that we can beat the Eagles? I think we can. The last time we played, hear me out. The last time we played the Eagles, we almost beat them with our backups. And the last time the first time we played the Eagles, we got destroyed, but we weren't healthy. Now we're fully healthy. You know, this is a Giants team that's confident. And this is a Giants team that's being led by Brian Daboll, who, you know, like I said before, guys, this team doesn't care. This is a Giants team that doesn't care who they're facing. You know, they're going to fight you for 60 minutes. And that's what they did. And look, I understand we played a Vikings team that you never know if they're going to be good or bad. But at the end of the day, we beat a 13-win team. You know, I'm very confident because Jalen Hurts, which Jalen Hurts are we going to get? Are we going to get the Jalen Hurts we saw in the beginning of the season where he was balling out? Or are we going to see the Jalen Hurts we got ending the season where he just wasn't, the Eagles would win, but he didn't play at a high level, you know? Last time these two played, the Giants held the Eagles to one touchdown. The rest of it was field goals. You know, if Jalen Hurts and Eagles play like that, I think our offense has a chance because I think Mike Kafka is going to dial up something different. You know, and Daniel Jones, I think Daniel Jones has took a step forward. You know, it looks like, you know, I think he, I'm very confident that Daniel Jones can walk into Philly and beat this defense. Because whenever pressure's coming to him, he's gonna find a way to get the first down. And these receivers are showing up. You know? And Saquon Barkley, I'm just excited. I just love where this team is headed, even if we win or lose. You know, this team is headed in the right direction. I would not be surprised if the Giants upset the Eagles because we don't know how healthy Jalen Hurts is going to be. The Giants secondary is going to be healthy. It's going to be very interesting to see how the secondary is going to play against this receiving corps because the Giants, this The same exact Giants secondary held Justin Jefferson to only 47 catches. 47 receptions. 47 yards. You know, so I'm very interested. And Lane Johnson, we don't know if he's going to play. And Dexter Lawrence and this defensive line with Kayvon Thibodeau and Leonard Williams. Oh, this defense will go after you. You know? So there's a lot of questions for the Eagles. You know? But this is going to be a fun game to watch. The Eagles are favored to win this game by 7.5 points. You know what? I'm going to risk it. Even if we might lose, I'm still taking the Giants. Because for one, here's why. No team has ever beaten the same team that came from their division three times. And we don't know how healthy Jalen Hurts is going to be. And this is a Giants team that's motivated and healthy. And this offensive line has gotten better. It's not great. I'm not saying our offensive line is great, but it's gotten better. And this is a different Daniel Jones. You know, I'm confident that we can walk in the Lincoln Financial Field in a hostile environment and win this game. We've seen
other offenses have their way with this Eagles defense.
I mean, just think about it. The last time we played the Eagles, we almost beat them with our backups. What makes you think what would happen if we had all our starters healthy? I'm excited. I think we can win this game. And I'm going to take the Giants to get the upset and go to the NFC Championship game for the first time in 11 years. I'm taking the Giants. All right, guys, let's head to Sunday. We got probably one of the biggest matchups going into this weekend. We're going to be seeing a matchup that none of us has ever gotten a chance to watch. We're going to be seeing the Cincinnati Bengals going on the road and playing the Buffalo Bills. Oh God. Who's going to win this game? I don't know. Because, look it. This sucks. Because I don't know with... I picked both of these teams to go to the Super Bowl. No, but obviously one of these teams are going to have to get eliminated. And it sucks. Let me get this out the way. Both quarterbacks did not play their best. Josh Allen and Joe Burrow were not that good last week. Josh Allen turned the ball over four times against a pretty good Dolphins defense. He threw two interceptions and fumbled the ball twice. Joe Burrow, he didn't look that good, but he was going up against a pretty good Ravens defense. And I just don't know. When I look at this game, this game could go either way. You know, but the Bengals offensive line will be banged up going into this game. We don't know if there hasn't been any reports on if Jonah Williams will play this game. You know, but I don't know who's gonna win this game. This could go either way. The Bills are favored by what, 4.5 points? I don't know. I think it's very easy to say this game could go down to the wire.
You know, because both defenses play very good. Both offenses didn't. You know, so this game could go down to the wire. I don't know who to pick. You know, because obviously both of these quarterbacks are big time in the playoffs. You know. But who would I pick? I don't know. There can't be a tie. I'm sorry, Bills fans, but I'm gonna edge it out the Bengals. I got the Cincinnati Bengals eliminating the Buffalo Bills. I'm sorry. I just have a feeling Josh Allen, he's gonna try to be Superman in a big drive, and he's gonna end up turning the ball over with, I don't know, 20 seconds left on the clock. I can see this being a high scoring game, but I got the Bengals winning this. I can see the Bengals defense showing up when they need to, and they get the ball and the Bengals win it. I don't know, I might be wrong. This game could go either way, but I wasn't very impressed by the Bills offense. You know, Ken Dorsey needs to do a better job, you know, calling plays. You know, because I wasn't very confident in the Bills, and that's why I'm going for the Bengals. You know, because if you turn the ball over like the way the Bills turn the ball over, if you turn the ball over like that against the Bengals, you're losing this game. And that's why I'm going with Cincinnati. Yeah, Joe Burrow, he didn't play the... Yeah, if you're gonna ask me, did Joe Burrow play better? No. But Joe Burrow didn't turn the ball over. You know? He just went up against... Joe Burrow went up against a pretty good defense. You know, but I think the Bengals win this game by a field goal. But give me the Cincinnati Bengals to go to the AFC Championship game to play the Kansas City Chiefs, a playoff rematch. That's going to probably be a good one. But give me the Bengals. All right, guys, let's head to San Francisco. Let's head to Santa Clara, California. We got the 49ers. They're going to be at home. The 49ers coming off a dominating win over the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to be playing the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are also coming off a dominating win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is going to be a very fun game to watch. You know, I think this is an evenly matched game. You know, and when I look at both of these teams, both of these teams have top-notch defenses. Both of these teams have talent at the wide receiver position. You know, I think this game's going to go down to coaching. Which head coach is going to out-coach the other head coach? And I'm taking Kyle Shanahan over Mike McCarthy. I'm taking the 49ers over the Cowboys. And here's why. I hate the Cowboys, but not just that. You can't... Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, they should have beaten the Bucs. The Buccaneers are a bad team. You're going to play one of the best teams in the NFC, and you're going on the road. I just don't... You're not beating the Niners. You're not beating the Niners. You're not beating the Niners. This Niners defense is unstoppable. You know? And... yes, Brock Purdy is a rookie. Brock Purdy didn't play that good against the Seahawks, you know. But Brock Purdy, he's playing with much more talent than Dak Prescott is, you know. And I just don't... The Cowboys are not winning this game. The Niners are the better team, you know. And I think Kyle Shanahan, I think he's going to dial up something to put Brock Purdy in those... you know, in those comfortable situations where he can find Brandon Ayuk or George Kittle or Christian McCaffrey. You know, the 49ers will win this game, and they're going to be going to the NFC Championship game. This is not even close. Okay, I'll cut you Cowboys fans a break. It'll be close, but you ain't winning it. The Niners will win this game. Give me the 49ers. And yeah, guys, those are my picks for the divisional round matchups for this year. I hope you guys enjoyed them. Let me know how do you guys feel about my picks. You know, and yeah, I'll see you guys later on tonight when I'm gonna be back on my podcast with AJ DeFabio. You know, yeah, but until then, I'll see you guys later on. I'm out. Peace.